If you go to a number of the big cities, places around the world, and I do travel the world, I'm making a trip to China soon and going to cities of 20 million people. Believe me, if you don't like going to Marquette because there's too many people, or down to Traverse City or someplace like that, you sure aren't going to like Shanghai. But to put it in that perspective, is they're crowded, the quality of life deteriorates, it becomes a real challenge point. How do you counteract that? Well, the change in the world that's taken place that people didn't recognize is the reason they said mega cities were happening is because you needed to be where the work was going on, where everyone had to gather together in these large organizations to work together. What the internet's done, what broadband has done, is make it so you can work anywhere in the world. You can work remotely. You don't need to be with your coworker. You can be thousands of miles away. You can be on the other side of the world now. But that only works if you're connected. So the key is, if you have that ability to connect, that trend of the megacities isn't necessarily true. It actually creates an opportunity to work anywhere. And then the second piece goes with it is what I said earlier, is the quality of life opportunities in these communities in Michigan like Escanaba are fabulous. And we can actually have people be able to stay and work in organizations and companies on the entire face of the earth if they're connected. If you're not connected, you can't participate. So that's why this is that important. Because I believe a lot of people are going to be making quality of life decisions to say they don't want to be in a traffic jam, they don't want to be in congestion, they don't want to be in that big city. They love the lifestyle.